Clap your hands for Jesus. Worship the Lord with your hands. Amen. Okay, we are together again. Just praising the Lord. Something good is already happening. Something better is in stock. Turn to your neighbor and greet your neighbor. Greet everybody your hand can reach. With Christian love in your hands. Greet everybody around you. Everybody around you. That's why you are here this early. How many people look forward to the next service day? How many people look forward to it? How many? We don't look forward to it. This is the way William Branham put it. He said, there's one evidence of the Holy Ghost among many. He said, is that there's something in you that yearns for fellowship. He said, so that you say you cannot wait for them doors to be open so that you get into the auditorium. Something about fellowship. Amen. Something about fellowship. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And when Brother Cosmos Maduka was for VG with us, and I was telling him, because he told me he just arrived, flew in, went to their church for one meeting, closed very late, and said, I'm on my way, going home now to refreshing, and I'm coming to join you for vigil. So when he came, I said, what is it that drives you so much like this? He said, what are you saying? He said, is there any unbeliever that on Friday night stays at home? He said he tells the people he is going to the nightclub. Hallelujah. This is his nightclub. Praise the Lord. Unbeliever, weekend, they look forward to weekend. Because that is when they rest, they relax. We too, we do something weekend. Friday night, come and relax in the presence of God. Come and refresh yourself. Come and, you know, come back and be in fellowship. Meet your club members. We belong to a club. This is our club meeting. Amen. Anybody that feels more comfortable in any other meeting, more comfortable than church service, something is wrong with your experience. Oh, that's the truth. That is the change. If a man be in Christ, he's a new creature. That new creature there, maybe your face will change. Oh. Not only your dress will change. Your thinking, everything changes. Your spirit mind changes. My friends invite me for parties. I just go to fulfill all righteousness. Let them see, say, I come. I hardly stay there beyond 10 minutes. Once they see my face, they say, I come. They say, I come. Hallelujah, don't disappear. Go. Because something in me is like, you know, what are you doing here? To see them drink beer, drink this, and talk all the nonsense. But we used to promote it in those days. Praise God. We used to do that. But some experience, amen, has changed the order. When you wake up on Sunday morning, Sunday service you prepare before you sleep on Saturday night. Prepare before you sleep on Saturday night. Because your heart is already somewhere. And may that heart be here today in the name of Jesus. It's that spirit you come. The purpose for the gathering, you connect. Amen. We have come for our club meeting. Can you greet your club members again? Read your club members. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is our club meeting. Amen. You read the newspapers every day. All the headlines that dominate the news now, whether it is the television, the print media, whatever it is one horror, bad news, danger, accident, natural disasters, kidnapping, armed robbers, everything. So when you come the whole week like this and you still see yourself complete, then you have every reason to thank God. Whenever we see another break of the day,
I say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, whenever I see another
breaking of the
day,
I say thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, my Lord.
Whenever
I see another
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. It's good to appreciate God for His mercies. The songwriter did not know what to say, and this song came to his spirit, whoever sang that song. He says, what shall we say today?
Today, oh, I'll lift up my voice in prayer. Today, I'll lift up my voice in prayer.
That's all I know.
All I know.
All I know.
You are always there for me.
Shall we talk to God again? I have come, therefore let me be blessed today. The blessing you have for your people, let me be part of it. Let my worship be acceptable to you today. Let my worship be acceptable for you today. Release my blessings, Lord. As we pass by this church today, remember me, O Lord. Remember me, remember me, remember me, Lord. Lord. May the Lord answer our prayers in the name of Jesus Christ. Hymn number 205, Jesus Keep Me Near the Cross, shall be our prayer this morning. Jesus Keep Me Near the Cross. 205 in our hymn book. You have our hymn book.
Oh, be strong.
To Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24. And I will read it. Amen. About 3 or 4 verses. Matthew 24, verse. Where am I? Okay, verse 36. Verse 36. Verse 36 says, "But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only." And verse 42 to 44. "Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth call. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief will come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh." May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. God bless you. Be seated and be very reverent. Praise God. Is that the rapture trumpet? Amen. Be seated. Let's be reverent. Once again, we welcome everyone to our Sunday morning worship here in Bride Assembly, including those of you online around the world. Can we just wave our hands and connect them to the grace that is flowing here? All of them overseas, all around the world. What do we say? Shalom, shalom, shalom. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Now listen very, very carefully. I want to say something. Now, and I want to make this comment for the record. For the record, it is for the record. When I say for the record, this is important. Everybody is expecting the coming of the Lord. Hallelujah. Everybody is expecting the coming of the Lord. And therefore, the end time events and everything else is, you know, getting everybody, putting anxiety on all of us that the end is coming. We who are followers of the ministry of William Branham, there are things that William Branham spoke also that keep us to watch certain things that will culminate into the coming of the Lord. And I'm making this comment particularly because one of the things that according to William Branham, the vision the Lord gave him concerning the end of God's agenda for the Gentiles, the coming of the Lord to take us home in the rapture. One of the things is that a woman will rule America. Praise God. That a woman will rule America. And now Hillary Clinton is now a presidential candidate, her party having elected her to represent them through their primaries in America. And we have end-time message preachers around the world making comments over that. And I think it is only proper that me too, I should comment on it. Amen. If there is anybody preaching this end-time message that has such an obligation, I think I am one of them. Because by virtue of my platform, I have more people listening to me than any other preacher of this message around the world. And so people will be expecting me to make comments. Praise God. And because I know people are listening to me, I will not be careless with my comments. I know people believe in me. I know people will hold on to what I say. Therefore, there are certain things I must not be careless over because I know people will hold on to it. Praise the Lord. I do know that when Obama started their primaries and Hillary Clinton contested with him, and I know a young man in Nigeria here who arrogates to himself a monumental ministry in Lagos here. Immediately the primary started, he went immediately in a convention, gathered his followers, the little group he is able to gather, and then went preaching. I have the tapes. I've listened to him. And he says that that is the Hillary Clinton will be the next president. He was so sure, he was so emphatic, using numerology, using types, using the spellings in Hillary's name, using all the academic permutations, and told them while the primary was yet on. I was so impatient before the primaries even began. Ended. I came here on air, and I replied to him. Praise the Lord. That it was wrong. Whatever he was saying was wrong. And the reason was that he was jumping because he wants to make a claim of a monumental ministry for the bride and that he is the voice for the bride. So he jumped quickly to it to say yes, yes, and then that he has a revelation, and didn't it come to pass? It failed. This time again, when the primary started, he picked it up again. He said this time it will not fail. But you know, there are some people that are destined to be deceived. How can you have confidence on a man that will tell you he's inspired of God to say something, and the thing doesn't come to pass, and then he comes again and says another, and it doesn't come to pass, and people still follow that type of ministry? Because the same man wrote a book that Raymond Jackson, another preacher of the end time message, that Raymond Jackson will lead us in the rapture. He will be on ground. He's one of the seven thunders. He wrote the book, went to America and presented it. I got a copy of the book. When I finished reading the book, 2 weeks after I read the book, Raymond Jackson died. I said 2 weeks ago, after I read the book, Raymond Jackson died. And I went to see this great man of God. I met him in his office. I said, I read the book you wrote. In the light of latest development now, what do you have to say? Praise the Lord. But to my greatest shock, he had already written another book. He titled My Defense. Instead of saying my repentance, he wrote my defense and began to use intellectualism to establish, you know, his folly. He's establishing his folly. God, we can make mistakes, but what makes you a genuine servant of God is that you accept it. You own up. But when you are full of pride, you will find a way of escape and justify your error. It's wrong. Praise the Lord. But we thank God we have a platform like this. For the bride worldwide, never to be confused. Praise the Lord. Now, I am not a prophet. Amen. I am not a prophet. Therefore, I am not going to tell you, thus say the Lord, Hillary Clinton is the woman. I am not going to tell you that. Because I am not a prophet. Therefore, God will never tell me such a revelation. Never give me such a revelation. And let me quickly tell you something. Heaven, having known that there will be such confusion. Amen. About the coming of the Lord. He, God himself, said, the day, the hour, he said, no man knows. Jesus himself said it. Only my Father, which is in heaven. Only God himself knows the day. It will come to pass. Now, listen. I am saying this to give you a bearing. I'll just pick two, because men in the past have risen up and given dates for the coming of the Lord. Various histories, even not too long ago in our own time, one date was given, I've forgotten the date. There is one family radio in America that was propagating that. It's a popular radio station. A proper evangelical, you know, radio station. They also do a lot of evangelical activities, and they have a lot of followership. They began to, they gave a certain date. I've forgotten the date. While they were given that date some time ago, people were phoning me from around the world, and I replied them in this same platform. I said, that date will come to pass. We shall still be here. And then some calls were saying, Pastor, you are deceiving the people. I say, I'm not deceiving the people. We are watchmen. And how can you be a pastor and you don't have your bearing? Where are you leading the people to? Praise the Lord. We are in a journey from earth to glory. Amen. And God has given us a compass. A compass is used in geography, is used to plot your bearing from point A to point B. That is what pilots use. That is sailors use, the ship in the sea. They plot it. It is in so degree. And once they plot it, praise the Lord, the compass is set in that direction. Whatever is the storm, whatever, even if it hits the plane out of the way, how will he know when he runs away from a cloud or from a storm, from a turbulence, and shifts away from that path? How will he come back? He comes back led by that same compass. Praise the Lord. And there is something in point A that he's going to that reacts or cooperates with something in that plane. Hallelujah. That lets him know he is on track. That lets him know he knows from point A to point B, from Lagos to Abuja is 45 minutes. And if it is 45 minutes, then from here to here, and then he knows as he's going, he's watching the time. Once he has gone up in the sky, gone up in the air, then he knows from what point he's supposed to start descending, because there is something where he's going to that is, responding to. There are equipment that talk to one another. That is what he is watching. To know it is time to descend, it is now time to land. That is why he can fly, whether it is night or it is day. There's something we must watch. And our compass is the Bible. Oh, I don't know if somebody will understand me. This is what Saint Malachi said. I'll read it. And everybody is taking what Malachi said seriously. It is a prophecy of the popes by an Irish archbishop. He predicted in AD 1139 that from that year, AD 1139, that there will be 112 more popes before the judgment day. And interestingly, I read so much about that. All the 112 popes of all those that have come to pass, exactly as he has described those characters, that is exactly how they appeared. And Pope Benedict, is it the 16th? Yes, the 16th. Pope Benedict the 16th was the 111th Pope according to that revelation, counting from AD 1139. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And therefore, we have the 112 popes complete according to that prediction as it stands today. I think the one that is on now is the 112th pope. So it means by his prediction, and this is the way he put it, I quote, this is how he put it. He said, in the extreme persecution of the Holy Roman Church, there will sit Peter the Roman, who will pasture his sheep in many tribulations. And when these things are finished, the city of seven hills will be destroyed, and the terrible judge will judge his people. Unquote. What he was saying there is that in the days that Peter the Roman will be the Pope. So that lets us know here, maybe the last Pope before judgment will come will be a Roman citizen. A Roman Pope. He said, during that period, I remember he said that he will pasture his sheep in many tribulations. That is, he's going to face a lot of problems. He said, when these things are finished, the city of seven hills is Rome. Praise the Lord. Rome is, there are two cities in the world that are surrounded by seven hills, Jerusalem and Rome. Rome will be destroyed. Of course, John in the book of Revelation saw it too, the destruction of that great city. So, everybody is now shaking. What next? What next? The end has come. According to St. Malachi. According to St. Malachi. Praise the Lord. There is another astrologer. What's that his name again? Nostradamus. He gave his own too. Things that will come to pass. And people seem to hold these other things more seriously than what the Bible says. Now, the same thing also, in 1933, William Branham also gave the vision that he saw that the Lord told him will come to pass before the Lord Jesus Christ will come. I want to read what William Branham said. In the book, The Exposition of the Seven Church Ages, in page 321, from page 321, the second paragraph there. Listen very well so that you understand why I want to make the comments I am making now. And the Laodicean Age began around the turn of the 20th century, perhaps 1906. How long will it last? Take note. As a servant of God, who has had multitudes of visions, of which none has ever failed, let me predict. In bracket, I did not say prophesy, but predict that this age will end around 1977. If you will pardon a personal note here, I base this prediction on seven major continuous visions that came to me one Sunday morning in June 1933. The Lord Jesus spoke to me and said that the coming of the Lord was drawing nigh, but that before he came, seven major events would transpire. I wrote them all down, and that morning I gave for the revelation of the Lord. The first vision was that Mussolini will invade Ethiopia and that nation will fall at his steps. That vision surely did cause some repercussions, and some were very angry when I said it and would not believe it. But it happened that way. He just walked in there with his modern arms and took over. The natives didn't have a chance. But the vision also said that Mussolini will come to a horrible end with his own people turning on him. That came to pass just exactly as it was said. The next vision foretold that an Austrian by the name of Adolf Hitler will rise up as dictator over Germany and that he would draw the world into war. It showed the separate line and how our troops, that is American troops, will have a terrible time to overcome it. Then it showed that Hitler will come to a mysterious end. The vision, the third vision, was in the realm of world politics, for it showed me that there will be three great isms: fascism, Nazism, communism. But that the first two will be swallowed up into the third. The voice admonished, "Watch Russia, watch Russia. Keep your eye on the King of the North." The fourth vision showed the great advances in science that will come after the Second World War. It was headed up in the vision of a plastic bubble-topped car that was running down beautiful highways under remote control, so that people appeared seated in this car without a steering wheel, and they were playing some sort of a game to amuse themselves. The fifth vision had to do with the moral problem of our age, centering mostly around women. God showed me that women began to be out of their place with the granting of the vote. Then they cut off their hair, which signified that they were no longer under the authority of a man, but insisted on either equal rights, or in most cases, more than equal rights. She adopted men's clothing and went into a state of undress, until the last picture I saw was a woman naked, except for a little fig leaf type apron. With this vision, I saw the terrible perversion and moral plight of the whole world. Then in the sixth vision, there arose up in America a most beautiful but cruel woman. She held the people in her complete power. I believe that this was the rise of the Roman Catholic Church, though I knew it could possibly be a vision of some woman rising in great power in America due to a popular vote by women. The last and seventh vision was wherein I had a most terrible explosion. As I turned to look, I saw nothing but debris, craters, and smoke all over the land of America. These are the seven visions that the Lord gave William Branham that will come to pass before the coming of the Lord. Five of them have come to pass exactly as he had predicted, correct? Praise God. Five of them have come to pass. Remaining two